Welcome to Real Paranormal Activity, the network. Entertainment you'll enjoy.
You are listening to an RPA production, where people gather. Ladies and gentlemen, RPA is proud to present Aaron's Horror Show with Aaron Frail.
Hi, this is Steve Silver with Silver Screen Videos, and you're listening to Aaron's Horror Show with Aaron Frail.
You are listening to Aaron's Horror Show, and I'm your host, Aaron Frail. We get to read fiction on the show and talk about some movies, books, you name it. If you like what I do here, please consider supporting the show at patreon.com/AaronFrail. You'll get some books and other cool stuff for your support. Go ahead and also reach out to me at aaronshorrorshow@gmail.com, Aaron Horror Show on Twitter, or Aaron's Horror Show on Facebook. Thank you so much for listening, and enjoy.
Welcome to Aaron's Horror Show, and I'm your host, Aaron Frail. All right. I got a TV show for you. It's on Netflix, and it's called Winx, Winx, W-I-N-X, The Winx Saga. I talked about season one on the show, so this is an update about season two, and I got some more insights to this show that I haven't had before. So, if you don't want to be spoiled, go ahead and watch through season two and come back, and I will see you in a bit. All right, so you're back, you've watched season two. So, first off, when I watched season one, I had not read the Wheel of Time series yet. So those books that I've been reading, the Wheel of Time series, and oh my god, I swear to you that Winx must have, I don't know, created the poor man's version of the Wheel of Time. So you've probably heard me say the poor man's version before on the show, but I'm going to go ahead and explain the metaphor for anyone who might be new here. So when I say the poor man's version, I always say, the poor man's version of like, say, for example, an actor, right? So, you know, the poor man's version of Chris Hemsworth is Liam Hemsworth or something like that, right? So you can't afford Chris Hemsworth, so instead you hire Liam Hemsworth, right? So you get a Hemsworth, but at a much lower price. So when I say the poor man's version of something, I'm basically saying that you know, you're taking a step down. And so Winx is the poor man's version of the Wheel of Time. And hear me out on this. Because, so, the relationship of the Winx saga is that there's these fairies at this school that have all these different magic, right? So they got fire fairies and water fairies and earth fairies and light fairies and stuff like that. So they all have their little version of magic. But then you have the specialists, which are these warriors that protect the fairies, which are basically the poor man's warders. So warders in the Wheel of Time are the elite swords people that protect the Aes Sedai. And the Aes Sedai are these women that can channel magic. So basically you have these, you know, the Aes Sedai are the female Gandalfs, using magic to blast away beasties and whatnot. And they have these swordsmen called the warders, which basically protect the Aes Sedai from people, right? So you have, you know, everyone every Aes Sedai has a warder, and in this fairy world, every fairy has a specialist, which is basically a poor man's warder. So yeah, it's so funny. I didn't even think of that the first time because I had not read the Wheel of Time during season one of the Winx, right? When the Winx first came out, it was not yet Wheel of Time for me. What's funny is I was exposed to the Wheel of Time when it first came out back in the 90s. Like everyone I knew was reading those books, and I had the first book, but I never got around to reading it. And then my friend who, let me borrow it wanted it back. And so I never ended up actually reading the first one. And I kind of wish I had because I really am enjoying them. I'm on, what, The Path of Daggers now? And that's definitely in the second half of books. I'm not yet to the end of Robert Jordan's books. Robert Jordan, the guy who created the Wheel of Time series, died before it was finished. And so, based on his notes, the author Brandon Sanderson came in and sort of finished the series out. So the series is complete, but the last three books were written by a different author, based on, stuff Robert Jordan had intended and planned and stuff like that. But I'm sure Brandon Sanderson had to do a lot to make up for things that he didn't know. But anyway, so yeah, here nor there, let's talk about Winx some more. So Winx have the poor man's warders with the specialist, and I feel like I'm really dogging on this series, but I enjoy it. I honestly, this series is fun. I'll probably continue to watch it. It's one of those really light fantasy. So if you like sort of, fantasy that involves a school of magic, sort of like a Harry Potter type of world, then this is the series for you. It's sort of a fun Harry Potter type of world, where there's magic and there's sinister things that are happening in that world, and you have, I mean, I would say, I think they're supposed to be in high school or maybe in college. I'm not 100% sure if it's a college analog or high school. I kind of feel it's college, but then, there are times where they make it sound like it's a high school, and like I just don't know. I know the actors are certainly not in high school, the people they got to play. But then again, Hollywood also has people a little bit older play people that are a little bit younger. I mean, there's instances where people in their 30s are playing high school age characters, so people that are older have been known to play younger characters. But anyways, I'm guessing college. It seems like it's a college. Anyways, so it's, a college for fairies, and there's some sinister stuff going on, and it's just fun. It's, it's something you got to turn off your critical thinking skills. Because if you have your critical thinking skills while you're watching this, it kind of falls apart in several places. I think, but when it does fall apart, it's kind of actually funny in a way. Like for example, in season two, you find that there's these blood witches that really hate, the fairies and the specialist, and just really want to, kill fairies and specialists for some odd reason. But anyways, so essentially, the plot of season two is that there's this evil headmistress of the school. So at the end of the first season, the headmistress of the school is killed by this other headmistress, and that other headmistress takes her place. So you have this headmistress, killing the headmistress from season one and taking her place. And so, in that, there's a plot line where the main character finds out that the headmistress, the evil one, killed the original one. And then, once the main character finds that out, the headmistress is going to kill her. right? And then to defend herself, she kills the evil headmistress. So anyways, our main character has killed the evil headmistress, but no one knows that she's evil or that she killed the original headmistress, because only the main character knows that. And so what happens is the main character gets arrested and gets kind of put on trial for killing the headmistress. And so she gets, you know, criminal charges for defending herself because no one believes her that the headmistress would kill the other one, right? So anyways, what's really funny is that in this, they blame the Blood Witches for killing the headmistress and send a bunch of specialists to go kill a kind of a safe house full of Blood Witches. So this is where it gets kind of funny when you really kind of critically think it out. So first off, the specialists that are going to this house to kill all the Blood Witches are students. So they're all these, like, you know, students at the school, which is kind of funny in itself. But also, the Blood Witches are innocent of the crime they're being blamed for, right? So they're being blamed for killing the headmistress when it was really the main character that killed it. So essentially, the school is having a bunch of students break into a house and murder a bunch of people, which is kind of funny when you think about it. I mean, like, oh, come to our college. We'll have you break into a house full of people and murder them all. You know, I'm sorry, I'm just laughing thinking about it, because there's a scene where they're all like breaking into the house to go murder the Blood Witches. And I'm just like, but at this point, the Blood Witches haven't really done anything wrong. Like the Blood Witches are just living their life, and the school comes in to murder them all and send students too. I don't know why, but that's really funny. I'm just, it'd be like if, like, you know, like a college is like, come to our college and we'll break into houses and murder people. Like, oh my God. So yeah, that kind of breaks down that whole scene and the logic. But here's the best part that happened in the season. So the headmistress that was murdered, right? So the headmistress from the last season, they find a way to resurrect her for one day, right? So they find a way to, like, bring her back from the dead for a day, and she uses that entire day just to impart words of wisdom, and that's it. Like she just gives pep talks to the main characters, which is kind of funny, because if you think about it, at this point, the main character is wanted for murder, and the one person that can clear her name is using her one day back on the planet to just give her pep talks, right? Like, if I were the main character, I'd be like, these pep talks are great, but do you want to help me clear my name really quick? Just tell people who killed you, you know? Like, you're not going to clear her name. You're just going to give her some pep talks and disappear into the ether, and she's still going to be accused of killing you. Like, that's what I would do. I mean, if I was murdered and somebody was blamed needlessly because of that, and and someone innocent went to jail, and then I came back for a day and I could tell the truth about who really killed me, I think I would want to help that innocent person, especially if she was, like, my best student and someone I really believed in. You know what I mean? Like, like, you came back to life for a day, but you didn't do anything to clear her name. You're, like, the one person that could have done something about it. So, yeah, that's where the logic of the series kind of falls apart. But once again, the series is not about logic or critical thinking. It's just about enjoying the world and the the magic and the sinister subplots and all that. You know, it's like, yeah, don't think too hard and you'll like it. Think too hard and you'll have a giggle. Sorry, it was just during the scene when she had come back from the dead, my wife and I were just laughing, going, "You came back, and this is what you did? You didn't clear my name. Come on." We were kind of inserting our own dialogue. Sometimes you have to MST3K things, Mystery Science Theater 3000 something. But anyways, I do recommend it. I think Winx is a fun show to watch, just if you like that kind of show. Just don't watch it because you're gonna have a really intricate plot line with no plot holes, and like if you're someone that really that kind of stuff irritates you, then this will irritate you, right? But if you just want to enjoy a show, see some magic, watch a little fantasy series, then yeah, it's perfect. It's a great popcorn show, but it's not definitely something I'm not gonna, put in my top list. In fact, it's probably something I'll never watch again after the first time through. There's stuff that you would love to rewatch over and over again, and then there's stuff that you watch, you enjoyed it, but you probably will forget about it in a couple years, and that's this show. So yeah, go ahead and take a look. Go ahead and watch it, and if you ever see a brochure for a college, and one of the benefits for the college is getting to go on raids to murder a bunch of innocent people, well, it's probably going to be an interesting college. I'll leave you to decide whether or not you'd go to that school. All right. Well, that is it. Thank you so much for listening, and have a good night.